This show is rated Podcast MA due to adult language.
Yeah, baby!
And adult situations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For mature audiences only.
Well, I want you to set a fire so goddamn big the gods will notice us again. That's what I'm saying.
I want all of you boys to be able to look me straight in the eye one more time and say, are we having fun or what?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I realize I use the word fuck a lot, and I'd apologize for that, but I don't give a shit.
Ah, the wind's just right for dick jokes.
Wrap your ear around my dick, you fat fucking cunt!
And now, for the thousands in attendance, and the millions listening around the world, the moment you've all been waiting for, let's get ready to podcast! Here's your host, Jim K.
Hey, kids! How the fuck are ya? Welcome to episode 9 of the StarCast. I hope everybody's doing well after the shitty week the whole friggin' world just had. Ugh. On a personal note, please don't tell Dr. Kimball, but apparently I'm the friggin' one-armed man this week.
It was the one-armed man!
I ripped something in my elbow. It's really bad. I gotta go see an orthopedic specialist. It doesn't function anymore as a joint. It has kind of taken the job of a pain-delivering mechanism. Well, they're going to drain it, and that'll be fun. But hey, at least I get Vicodin. All right, let's take care of a little business here. I just wanted to say real quick that you, listening right now, you are the best goddamn podcast audience on the planet. You guys have put this show into the top 100 at Podcast Alley. Which is fucking awesome. Last time I checked, it was at 77. I don't know what it'll be now, but here's the challenge. Can we crack the top 50? Listen up, all you slackers that haven't voted yet. Go to StarCast.com. Drop your email in the box that says vote for the StarCast. You'll find it on the right-hand side of the page. I'll love you like a Thai boy hooker, the one you visited on your last, you know, quote-unquote business trip.
Spread your legs. I want to lick your...
I know, personal note to Frank. I have no idea why it wouldn't let you vote. I don't know. It could be all the server problems Podcast Alley had last week. They seem to have that under control. So try again this week. Everybody, get out there. Vote.
Come on. Do it. Lay it on right here. Do it.
Don't forget, if you want to drop me a line, the email is starcast@gmail.com. Call me. Voicemail is 206-600-JIM-K, 206-600-5465. I got a shitload of voicemails this week. There's no way that I can play them all, but, you know, I'll play as many as I can. In fact, let's check in with one right now.
Hi, it's Gilroy. I finally have voted for your whiny ass. I'm just kind of curious to know what you're going to win, though. I mean, is it a new car? I mean, what? Oh, what did I want to say? Oh, yeah. When are you going to get some interviews going with people? That'd be kind of cool. You know, listen to some other bloggers
and stuff.
All right.
Okay. It seems like... Dude. Speed it along.
What else do I got?
All right, he's going to go on forever. Let's just check in with him a little bit later. Let's get the show started.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get on!
Coming up!
Hey, Jim K. I was on iTunes the other day. Thought I'd do a search on StarCast over in the podcast section. Didn't find it. I checked my spelling twice. What's up with that? Are you not on there, or am I doing something wrong? If you're not on there, you need to get on there. Seriously. Later.
Yeah. Guess who's pissed off at Apple? That would be me. I can't get listed in iTunes to save my fucking life. 5:30 in the morning, the morning that the iTunes 4.9 came out. Here I am at fucking 5:30 in the morning. And I'm saying, the thing came out, as far as I know, somewhere between like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. By 5:30, I was in balls deep in my RSS code, putting in all the special tags and, you know, coming up with all the formatted graphics and figuring out how to make my blog software spit out all the stuff that iTunes wanted. And I submitted my feed, and I, over the next, you know, few days, I tweaked it and I made sure everything was perfect. I can't get in. They just do not seem to give a flying rat's ass about me. I figured there'd be, you know, a huge wait because of the number of shows that they were going to get. I mean, you got to figure thousands of people are dumping feeds on them, you know, the first week or whatever. So I figured there'd be some delay. But one, Jobs said in his little keynote that it would ship with a directory of 8,000 podcasts. It didn't, you know. I'm already listed in all the directories. If they had just taken those listings, we'd be golden. So I wait. I know people that have shows. They submitted them like 4 or 5 days ago. They're listed already. Look at Dig Nation, the new Kevin Rose podcast. It's a week old. They just released their second episode. It's already listed in iTunes. It didn't exist when iTunes 4.9 came out. The show didn't exist, and it's already listed. That just seems mighty, mighty peculiar. Couple that with the fact that, you know, there have been shows that have been delisted, and there's a common thread between all of the shows that can't get on and the shows that were delisted. And the common thread is adult content of one kind or another.
You motherless fucking whores.
One show, The Daily Download. Yeah, it's kind of benign, except for, you know, the fact that the host only records the show while he's taking a dump. They pulled it, and it seems a day or so ago they returned it under what to me seems like less than honest circumstances. I guess they said something about it not having an explicit tag or whatever. I saw an explicit tag, but hey, at least he's back. You know, he was a top 100 show and they yanked it. I read at least three different instances of sex talk podcasts that have gotten pulled, and I know personally that there are certain shows, among them a couple in the Pod Alliance, that cannot get in. It's just not cool. What's less cool about it is that there are shows that have just absolutely filthy content, which I love, by the way, I'm not complaining, and these shows are listed. I think the difference here is those particular shows are being heavily promoted by Apple because they have a deal with Adam Curry and the Pod Show Group. And I'm not knocking anybody who has a deal. Fuck Adam, dude, I'll take a deal tomorrow. I'm not saying, you know, I'm a victim of some big conspiracy. If I never make it onto the Apple directory, fuck it, so be it. All I'm saying is it's starting to look like Apple is trying to keep certain people out of the party. And it's not cool. You know, I know I can't get in. I know Soccer Girl is having a horrible time trying to get listed. And you can just add this to the list of reasons that I don't understand about why people treat Apple with such fanaticism, why they're so devoted toward it as an entity. Apple treats their fans and their customers like shit. And yet, people love the abuse. So anyway, if you guys wanted to hit the Apple feedback site, I'll put a link to that in the show notes and ask, you know, just ask them, hey, why isn't the StarCast listed? You know, go ahead. Wouldn't be the worst thing anybody ever did. Let Apple know, the Starkites, the Starkovians, the Starkatologists. Well, you fuckers. Tell them you won't be denied. Mobilize, my minions. Mobilize, go forth and smite those from Cupertino.
It was a dark and stormy night. The rain was coming down like sheets of lead. And me? I was alone, listening to the StarkCast. I found it on that crazy mixed-up internet at StarkCast.com.
And now a word from our sponsors.
In today's uncertain world, you need to know that you can protect yourself, the ones you love, and most importantly, the stuff you buy. That's why we at Smythe & Wesson have developed a new firearm designed for you, the average American. Introducing the Smythe & Wesson Hey Fuck You, I Worked Hard for This Shit 523J. this state-of-the-art firearm offers the latest in modern revolver technology. A case-hardened weatherized frame, tritium night sights, custom hand grips, and a smooth double-action trigger. We'd also like to announce our latest technology, the Smythe & Wesson Owner Recognition System. This patented technology comes in the form of a receipt stating you paid for the firearm. When coupled with our extensive training program, which teaches you to have the weapon with you at all times, you can see how this owner recognition system is absolutely fail-proof. The Smythe & Wesson Hey Fuck You I Worked Hard For This Shit 523J comes in 454 queso, and our latest in-house created caliber, 753, makes a big ass hole. Please contact us for physical requirements to fire the 753 and consult a physician before purchase. The Smith & Wesson Hey Fuck You I Worked Hard For This Shit 523J. Because your shit is worth money, and that thieving cocksucker doesn't deserve it. Or his internal organs.
You have a voicemail. You have a voicemail. You have a voicemail.
All right, Jesus.
You have a voicemail.
All right. I was going to do another segment here, but I guess we have to check the voicemails again since the Bitchotron 4000 is so insistent about it. Wait, is that?
About the voting, I think I voted for you.
Is that Kilroy again?
Link, but I have no idea. I don't even know where to see the stats on who's winning or not.
He's still talking.
Let's see. My local politicians are Brownback, Roberts, and Morrison. Okay.
That's
I could name my county commissioners too for you. And my
reference
mayor.
From the apathy two-minute rant.
They banned me. I'm just the insane person now.
All right, you know what? I don't think that Kilroy's ever heard of the word brevity. I'm gonna just cut him off real quick and skip ahead to the next call.
Yes, this is Bruce calling from San Francisco. I find your show offensive. Derogatory to everything that I hold dear.
Ugh, uptight.
I think your voice is hot.
Oh.
Gets me hot.
Yeah, baby.
You have no idea. I want to do you, you dirty Republican bastard. I'll call you back later. I have to go masturbate. Bye.
Oh, well, I guess thanks for that, Bruce. I'm flattered. Sure, you're cute and all, but I'm kind of spoken for, dude. I also just wanted to mention that I like the vaginas. Yeah, that one time that you saw me in that rest stop bathroom, I was afraid that guy was gonna fall. I mean, his pants were around his goddamn ankles. Listen, why do those types keep thinking I'm one of them?
I think the drug made me that way.
He's gay. He's gay.
No, I'm not.
He's gay.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not gay, regardless of anything that you may have seen or videotaped or read on the internet. I'm not gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right, Harold?
Oh, no! No, of course not!
You're listening to the StarCast.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Clearly, I am the victim of some kind of insane conspiracy here. I'll not have it! We're moving on. I found the story that I wanted to mention. It's, it's just fucking stupid. A group of Writers Guild members are suing the producers of certain reality TV shows. First of all, why do reality TV shows need so many friggin' writers? You need a guy to write the host's dialogue, but why do you need writers for the reality? It's a kind of a strange disconnect. It's like documentaries that, you know, have a full script. I don't get that one either. Anyway, they're suing and claiming, I quote, sweatshop conditions. So right away, of course, I want to punch them all in the fucking balls. Sweatshop? Come on. Anytime you use blown out language like that to describe what your job is, setting words to paper for a living. That's what you do. So anytime that you use blown out language like that to describe what is essentially doing almost no labor whatsoever, you're automatically a first-class douchebag. At that point, I don't give a fuck if they're being forced to have sex with Lindy Englund and being posed in naked man piles. I don't give a shit. Sweatshop? That's such a pussy move. You know, it's such a a victim way to posture yourself.
Jeez, you're a little irritable. What's the matter? You got some sand in your vagina?
The shows against which they're filing these lawsuits? It's the people that made The Bachelor and Are You Hot? Holy shit! You mean to tell me the people that made the riveting, life-altering tour de forces Are You Hot and The Bachelor are unscrupulous bastards? Oh, say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so. You got to get this, idiot. What we're responding to is conditions that can outrage the conscience, said Daniel Petrie Jr., president of the Writers Guild of America West. Fuck you, Petrie. Call me when you earn 80 cents a day and someone threatens to kill your family if you don't sew the Nike logo on, say, 355 shirts instead of the 345 that you did yesterday. Fuck, now the writers are victims. Next, we'll be hearing about how bad the key grips have it. Oh my God, I have to carry tape. If it was so bad, why didn't you leave? Quit your job. Do something else. Get another job. Put out your resume. Go write that novel you haven't touched in 6 years. I'll tell you why you didn't quit. Because you want to be in Hollywood. You want to kiss studio ass. And this way, you get to do that. And you get to be a victim. Everybody wins!
You're listening to the gentle sounds of the Starkcast.
Oh, you shit-faced cockmaster!
You have a voicemail. You have a voicemail.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
You have a voicemail.
What do you want, Bitchotron 4000? How many fucking voicemails do I have? All right. Let's check the machine.
All right, if I got anything else, let me think.
Oh, dear God.
No, not really. I was going to leave that. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
The hairband kid who screams at the end about, you know, the ad, you know, you're listening to. I was going to try that, but I just can't get the hairband sound down. But that would be pretty cool.
No!
Oh, my God. Hey, do you guys think that he might be high? Or maybe just really lonely? All right, back to the news. I want to thank Brady for sending me this next story as a suggestion to do on the show. It's a great science geek story, potentially huge lifesaver. A team of Japanese scientists have developed a drug that prevents HIV from entering human cells. And apparently the way it works, it bonds to a protein and sort of acts as a shield, I guess, really. And they say they did some human trials, I guess 40 patients, and it causes almost no side effects. So obviously I would think that, you know, current HIV patients would be glad of that if it's true, because that cocktail that everybody has to take causes almost as many problems as it solves. So the article doesn't say, though, if you can still transmit the virus to others if you have this drug in your system. So it sounds to me like you're still a carrier, basically. It just doesn't get inside your cells and, you know, start to kill you. But, you know, I'm just saying, science marches forward. One day science will solve this problem. On the downside, though, I predict that in the short term, this team, their notes, all mentions of this drug will disappear off the face of the earth like that guy that made the car that runs on water. You'll never hear from them again. The drug companies, it's not in their best interest to cure anything because treatment is more profitable than cure. The bottom line is we're all victims of the pharmacological conspiracy cabal. Quick, somebody go get me my tinfoil hat.
Lady, it's hot. It's been a long day, and you don't want to be here any more than I do. So I'm going to make this simple. No more beating around the bush. Just tell us the truth. We already know what it is. Of all the shows out there, there's only one show this could be. Just the Starkcast, ma'am. Just the Starkcast.
So obviously, I feel like I want to say something about the terrorist attacks in London this past Thursday. First of all, my thoughts are with the families and friends of the victims and anybody who was wounded in the attack. And secondly, I'm just going to say, clearly, if you know me or you've listened to this show regularly, you probably know my first reaction is to call for swift and unmerciful justice in the form of military action. So there's no point in dwelling on that part. But what I wanted to sort of spotlight and bring to the forefront was the absolutely unflappable nature of the English, and specifically people who live in London, man. Everywhere I went online, I saw British people it's not that they were just taking it in stride. They were confused at why we Yanks over here on this side of the pond were so worked up. They didn't seem to understand why we were upset. They're like, whatever. I grabbed a couple of quotes from various places where I frequent so I could share them with you. Some examples of, I guess, what you would call the British stiff upper lip, as it were. Looks like we got off lightly. For most of us, it's just made an inconvenient mess of the travel networks. But we lived through the IRA's campaigns, and we'll live through this. Here's another one. You can't have lived in London without having one or two bomb stories to tell. Luckily, my brother was on an earlier train and missed the Piccadilly line bomb by 20 minutes. Phew! The last one I wanted to mention is from A Letter to the Terrorist from London. I'll link to the whole thing in the show notes. We're London, and we've got our own way of doing things, and it doesn't involve tossing bombs around where innocent people are going about their lives. And that's because we're better than you. Everyone is better than you. Our city works. We rather like it. And we're going to go about our lives. We're going to take care of the lives you ruined. And then we're going to work. And we're going down to the pub. So you can pack up your bombs, put them in your arseholes, and get the fuck out of our city. Now that's the way to show terrorists they have not terrorized you. The bottom line is that as worked up as we Yanks are over here in the colonies, the Brits themselves just don't seem all that worked up. My hat's off to you, Great Britain. You have shown the world you deserve that name. Over here at StarCast HQ, again, miraculously, how we're able to get tape on this kind of stuff. We were able to tap into a transatlantic phone call between two guys, John Q. American and Nigel Strumplingworth-Smithson. Here, take a listen.
Hello?
Nigel! Oh, I was so worried. How are you? Are you okay? Is everyone okay? How's Emily and Virginia and the baby and...
What's all this then? You're right, Rick, Johnny, me boy. Relax. It's just a bit of Islam's having a lark.
But you were attacked by terrorists. Look, you should take the family and get out of London right away because...
I mean now, whatever for? If it was just a bit of fireworks, it's not a bit more than you Yanks blew off the other day celebrating your freedom from us then. Oh boy, I'm kidding with you, Johnny, but really, it weren't nothing we Londoners can't handle.
Are you sure? You wouldn't feel safer getting out into the countryside, maybe?
Hey, what? And lose me telly reception? Miss me mates at the Pig and Crumpet? Not on your life, mister. This bloke is staying right here, daft bombing bastards be damned. Besides, we got us an Olympics to plan for.
Okay, well, if there's anything I can do, you call me.
Righto. Give all love to the missus and John. Calm down, brother. We'll be right as rain in a day or two over here.
Okay, Nigel, you take care.
You gotta love an entire nation of people who just simply refuse to be victims. I know some folks who could learn a thing or two from the British. It's time for the 2-minute rant.
The 2-minute rant.
Brought to you by StarCast.com.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm sick of the victim mentality. I've had it up to here with people drawing battle lines between geeks and cool kids in order to give themselves some kind of identity. It's like they don't feel they are someone unless they're being oppressed by someone. I've recently unsubscribed from one of my favorite podcasts because I just can't stand any more of this I'm a victim mentality.
Victims, aren't we all?
No, we're not. Look, no matter what it is that you do, be it art, writing, music, podcasting, whatever you create because you want to do it. If anything else is your primary motivation, then the flaw, that crack that you see in everything, it's in your eyes, and that's why you see it everywhere. Stop making yourself a victim. No one is trying to take anything away from you. It's not possible for anyone to take away your ability to create. When you create, you do it because you love it. The joy of creating and distributing on the internet
is that it is a level playing field. That's especially true for podcasting. Podcasting allows you to put it out there worldwide, and the only thing anyone knows about you is what you tell them. If you tell them you're a victim, then guess what? You're a victim. If you tell them you have a positive message, then that's what they hear. You can connect directly with your audience. That's the reward, direct communication. It doesn't matter if you make them laugh, make them cry, make them angry. You're connecting with them and affecting their lives. It shouldn't matter if you're doing it for 100 or 100,000. Of course, we all want to be popular. It's human nature to want to be liked. And of course, it's natural to want the biggest audience you can get. But the audience is not part of a zero-sum equation. If an attractive woman creates a podcast and gains an audience, that doesn't mean you lose your audience. Only you can lose your audience. Stop being a victim. You have control over your own life. Your art is yours to do with as you please, and the cool kids can never take that away from you. And that's my 2 minutes on podcasters with a victim mentality.
You're listening to the Starkcast.
You damn right I'm your daddy.
Oh, you know what that sound means, kids? It's time to go. Why does it make me so sad? So sad. But if you want to cheer me up, you can send me some email. Starkcast@gmail.com. Send me some voicemails. I love the voicemails. I really do. I think that's my favorite way to get feedback from people. And it also seems to inspire a lot of dumb shit on the show. I love the voicemails. Call me. 206-600-JIM-K. 206-600-5465. The Bitchotron 4000 will be standing by. Clearly waiting to attack me with your messages. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show. We can so get in the top 50 at Podcast Alley if you vote. Go! Vote! Vote, vote, vote! And Kilroy, at my site, right under where you voted, there's a little button for Podcast Alley. It takes you to the summary page. That's where you can see the votes. And no, I don't win a prize. I just get to be, you know, higher. All right, let me get a shout out to the peeps at Pod Alliance, podalliance.com. It's a group podcast I'm a part of. We all submit clips from our show and put it out as sort of a sampler platter. We're the poo-poo platter of podcasting. I'm the fried wontons. One last shout out before I get out of here. The Nobody Likes Onions crew, Patrick, and the inestimable Hollywood Adam. They pitted me in a rumble against another podcast. Dude, I just rocked that shit. 73-13. They just basically had people vote, like, what do you think is cooler? 73-13. I kick ass. Sorry, kids. All right, I'm on my way out of here. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and I will see all of you bastards next week. The voicemail light is still blinking. You don't suppose he's still? No.
Well, anyways, keep up the good work. I enjoy listening. Out.
Wow.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.